Right about now, I'm joined by one of the officers from the Kenya Revenue Authority, and I'll just let her introduce herself as we delve into matters revenue. Before we begin this conversation, you said something very important about customs officers being the first line of defense for the country. Talk to me about this, as far as, you know, trade facilitation is concerned. But of course, let's start with your introductions, please.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me once again. Greetings, everyone. My name is Grace Temba from the Customs and Border Control Department in a division called Trade Facilitation. So I'm a manager in Trade Facilitation. Today is a very special day for us as customs because the world and the country gets to see or to hear or to celebrate some of the work that we do as customs officers. And to answer you, as I had alluded earlier, customs officers are the first line of defense in terms of our borders, and borders, I'm talking about land, sea and air. I think the element of security, because we are talking about customs committing to its to delivering on efficiency, security and prosperity, and security is one of the mandate of customs. And because of that mandate, because of the fact that we are at the borders, we find ourselves as the first line of defense in protecting our country, protecting our borders. I'm talking about protecting our borders in terms of illegal activities such as smuggling, terrorism, contrabands, and any manner of what is perceived to be illegal to enter the country. So it is our duty to ensure that these activities are deterred at the border. So when I say we are at the first line of defense, that is exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Yes.
And talking about the theme, which is, you know, customs delivering on its commitment on efficiency, security, and prosperity. And let's reflect a bit on the current priorities and challenges that a customs officer face in the country.
Okay. I will break it down in the three elements that are captured in the theme. Mm-hmm. When you look at efficiency is the cornerstone of our work. It is the bedrock of what inspires us or what motivates us to work, because we are committing to efficiently facilitate trade, efficiently execute our mandate. And through that, when we facilitate legitimate trade, the country will prosper. So prosperity comes in there. When I looked at this year's theme, I couldn't think of a better theme that the WCO could have come up with, because it encapsulates what exactly we do as customs. We work efficiently to ensure that we facilitate legitimate trade. We work at the borders to ensure that our country is secure, and through that we are able to boost the economy through the revenue collection. Of course, when we collect the right taxes as customs, as an authority, the economy will grow. So when I look at this when I look at this theme, those are our priorities: efficiency, security, and prosperity. And the challenges that we face as customs officers are many. Mm-hmm. But what comes to mind is of course, just working in a challenging environment. I think I cannot overstate this enough: the fact that we are at the borders, the fact that we are, I don't know whether the government or the public is even aware that we are in far-flung areas where there's little development in terms of amenities. But customs are there. Customs are in Swam. Customs are in Port Victoria. Customs are in Lunga Lunga. Customs are in Lokichogio, Mandera. So when you look at such far-flung areas, you find officers, customs officers there, ensuring that they work and deliver on their mandate with little or very little access to what some of us are privileged who are working here in the cities have. So those are some of the challenges that we go through, and also the perception. There's that perception that the customs officers or KRA officers are rich or are corrupt.
Yeah.
So we fight perception. Mm-hmm. We fight, we fight that perception to ensure that people believe in us, mm-hmm. that we are able to deliver our mandate efficiently and effectively, facilitate legitimate trade.
Okay, and 3 decades into KRA's existence, what are some of the key milestones that this department, the Customs Department, has realized, you know, over the decades of existence?
Oh, thank you for that. I haven't been here for 3 decades,
yeah.
But definitely I know the journey, or I've had you know, the opportunity to hear the journey that Customs has walked through. Systems, ICT has been a game changer. The Integrated Customs Management System, ICMS, has been a game changer in how we execute our mandate. What I hear a long time ago was a system called BOFI, where for those customs officers who have been there, understand what BOFIN meant and the jacking of documents. Actually, here in Times Tower, there was a floor called the Long Room. And the Long Room was like a market, because every clearing agent, every trader, every importer used to come there to try and see how they can have access to customs services. But through technology, that has been eliminated. Technology has ensured that there's minimal trader, importer, customs agent, customs officers interaction. There are so many things that are now being done through the systems. The integrated management system has so many modules that has enabled us deliver efficiently, effectively. A long time ago, of course, again, there was what we used to call the DPC, the Document Processing Center, mm-hmm. where when you lodge a customs entry, it has to go there before it is passed. We used to call it a passing of entry. But now it's automatic in the system. Nobody needs to call you to say, oh, there's this entry, I need you to pass it so that my goods can be released, so that cargo can be cleared. Mm-hmm. So in terms of how far we have come, I would say, technology. And even our officers, we now have a robust trainee program where we recruit the best. I think there's a lot of professionalism in customs. We have come a long way. I'm sure 30 years ago, you'd finish high school and you'd be employed in government. But now you go through university and you are selected, and you come through a graduate training program where you train for 2 years before you are deployed, and you go through desk training, gathering a lot of experience. So by the time you're landing to actually execute your job, you are fully equipped to handle the tasks that you have been given. And there's also continuous training and development that we have been accorded. So when I look at the customs of then and the customs of now, it's a whole paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. The fact that we, even in terms of revenue collection, what we used to collect then and what we are collecting now, because of the manual systems, of course, the interventions that were there probably were not as effective as now systems. So there's a lot of transparency that has come with technology. There's a lot of professionalism. There's a lot of efficiency that has come with the ICT systems and technology. Listening even to where the world is heading right now, and as customs, we are even looking at artificial intelligence and how we can incorporate the same, and data analytics, and how we can incorporate the same in our mandate. So we have come a long way. 30 years, customs is actually, when I look at the Kenyan customs, it is actually the leader within the region.
Okay.
Yes.
And definitely hoping to go further than that in the next 3 decades.
Yeah? Of course, definitely.
And we definitely wish you well. Let's now shift focus into, you know, inter-agency collaboration. You know, no one operates in a silo.
Yes.
Whenever you have these interagency collaborations between KRA and other authorities, both in the public and private sector, how does this help to, you know, boost revenue collection, ensure security and efficiency in the service?
Thank you for that. Interagency collaboration has ensured that we have a seamless working environment. Mm. And I'll give you a good example. The one-stop border posts, where all government agencies come together to facilitate trade. Mm. So there's streamlined communication channels between KRA and the partner government agencies, the ones who are there. So we are able to facilitate trade faster. We are able to eliminate redundancies and repetition. Even the paperwork is reduced, because when you look at the setup of the one stop border posts, all government agencies who are in line with the facilitating trade all sit together. So a trader or importer does not need to go to customs, then go to KEBS, then go to immigration, then go to any other partner government agency, so that they can either push their document and what they are all seated together. And where there are issues, you're able to talk to your counterpart, and you're able to facilitate. So that has really, interagency collaboration has really streamlined how we do our work. The private sector, we work very closely with associations like Kenya Freight Forwarders, KIFWA. We work with the Shippers Council. We work with the Kenya Association of Manufacturers, and many other private stakeholders. And this has ensured that stakeholder engagement, we get feedback from them on how we can enhance, or how we can, you know, make our job better. So that through these stakeholder engagements that we have had, even with the private stakeholder, leave alone with the partner government agencies, we are able to work closely, seamlessly, to facilitate trade. Currently, I know the Customs Department is engaging with the partner government agencies to come up with a joint service level agreement.
Yeah.
Again, the same, geared towards eliminating redundancies, ensuring that we have a clear channel of communication. And this SLA is for the ones who are involved in cargo clearance, sea cargo clearance. So you see, with that, again, it brings to the forefront of how committed we are to ensure that these partnerships go over and beyond to facilitate trade. In terms of even the interagency collaboration and partnerships that we have, mm-hmm. through the border management committees, and these are at the one-stop border posts, we have border management committees that even incorporate even the private sector, and they sit together. I don't know the frequency, but I think maybe monthly. And this even involves security organs of the government. We have the National Police Service. We have, the other security organs of the government, where they all come together and deliberate and chart the way forward in terms of matters security at the borders, matters trade facilitation. So those are some of the ways that we collaborate, even with the government and even with the security organs of the government, through the border management committees. And even these border management committees they go further. There's another one, a lower level. I think it's the joint border management committees that is now chaired by KRA, to ensure that we facilitate trade and to ensure that we secure our borders. So those are some of the ways that we collaborate and have partnerships with government and in other agencies to execute our mandate.
Okay.
Yes.
Perhaps for somebody who's looking to maybe in the future days to be recognized as a hero, in service, in the border, even just around here in the capital city, what would your word of advice be to them?
Continue doing the work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Diligently, with integrity, and with pride.
Okay.
Be proud to be a customs officer, and just give it your all.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the level of commitment that customs officers have. Even the ones who are working in very challenging environment, they are committed to deliver. So my advice to these customs officers is continue doing the work that you do. We've heard from our commissioner so many times, Commissioner Dr. Lillian Nyawanda, that our work matters. And when you have your commissioner saying that your work matters, from Vanga to Kiunga to Muhuru Bay, I mean, wherever you are, she says your work matters. So continue doing what you do. Your work matters. work with integrity, work with pride. Be proud to be a customs officer. Wear that uniform with pride, mm-hmm. with proud. The crown umepatiwa na serikali. Yeah. So wear it with pride and execute the mandate of customs, with pride. You have been given a very big mandate to collect revenue, to secure our borders, to facilitate trade. So, do your work with pride.
Okay.
It's a big task, it's a big ask, but do it with pride.